Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about Leonardo da Vinci's ideas remain true even today. I was listening to an amazing podcast this morning because, well, I start most mornings listening to podcasts. And the person who was being interviewed wrote an amazing book based on the teachings of Leonardo da Vinci. He had gone through da Vinci's journals where he put aside those things that he wanted to teach his apprentices, I guess. And so what I wanted to do was share with you these ideas, because I am quite certain that as I found these to be amazingly useful, I'm sure you will be as well. The author of the book is Michael Gelb, who wrote the book How to Think Like Leonardo da Vinci, 7 Steps to Genius Every Day. So what are the ideas that Michael Gelb came up with regarding da Vinci's way of thinking that if we were to put into our own lives, we would have more well-rounded, healthier, happier lives, not to mention fulfilling? The first one is this whole idea of having curiosity. If you have children or you're ever around children, you'll notice that they ask a lot of questions. Michael Gelb says something very important here, I think. Our school system is not interested in curiosity as in asking questions. It's more interested in finding answers. But in memorizing a bunch of answers to a bunch of, stuff, we lose the ability to really be curious and to have fun finding out how things work and why things are the way they are. Which, when I think about the people who are happiest with their lives, are the people who create, invent, research. They're always looking for knowledge, looking for patterns in those things that they find interesting. And in so doing, they come up with different ways of understanding the world, which brings us to the next, which is critical thinking. And what is critical thinking other than looking at something from at least 3 different perspectives? Because when we look at things from at least 3 different perspectives, we're able to better understand that which we're studying. It also allows us to better understand other people's perspectives when we have conversations with them instead of jumping to conclusions that are most likely incorrect. The next is how we go about making decisions. You know, we make thousands of decisions every day, too many of them regarding perhaps social media and email. But even when we think about what we're going to eat in a given day, we go through so many decisions. And one of the things that we need to start doing more of is to stop thinking with our intellect and start thinking with our gut a bit more and using our intuition. In the old days, people always used their instincts, their intuitive selves, in order to figure out what works best for them. Somehow that got pounded out of us with all this technology that we have in front of us that just consume our time and our energy to no end. Which brings us to the next point, which is to take some breathing space. To just have time to just be it with meditation or just writing gratitudes and getting out into nature and just understanding that we're all part of this great earth, which is the world and the many amazing, miraculous things that we see around us every day if we only take the time to notice them. Leonardo da Vinci used to paint flowers, and he used to paint them from three or four perspectives to better understand that which he was painting. And as we're out in nature and we're understanding the magnificence and the beauty and the harmony and how these things all fit together somehow in some way that is really not truly understandable to us, we human beings, we can get in touch with the spiritual majesty that's all around us and understand that there's so much that we just do not understand because it's not really of the physical world. It's of outside of our senses type of world, like our intuitive selves, our understanding that there's energy flow and gravity and so many things that are within the laws of the world that we don't really understand, you know, how it is or where it comes from, but yet it's there. And from there we can get into the whole idea of faith and belief in something bigger than ourselves. And when we do that, we can enter a whole different world of beingness, which is helpful in terms of our creative processes. Gail talks a lot about how Da Vinci was the perfect example of matching the intellect with the creative, or shall we say the logical mind with the artistic mind. And he was always out there with possibility thinking. He really was not interested in what people thought of his ideas. He just went out there and did his best to come up with ideas of things that were of interest to him, and then he wanted to make those things happen in the world. And this is in the 1500s, mind you. And then there's the whole notion of the difference between goals and processes. Now, we get into this idea that we need to have these divine goals that we need to reach, and most people understand about SMART goals, you know, that they need to be something specific and time-specific, and something that we can have a realistic sense of being able to achieve. But there's this other thing called process. And the process has everything to do with how we go about figuring out how to do something. And the best way of coming up with the processes are to mind map them, because when we mind map, what we do is we start with some idea in the center, and then we have these little ideas that we put off to the side, and then we can organize it afterwards. It's like doing a brain dump and then making the organization from there, instead of feeling like we have to make an outline when we don't really know where we're going, which is what we're taught in school. It's actually really brilliant, and I've done this to create some of my books in the past. And then there's a whole idea of your simple enjoyments in life, like 85% cocoa chocolate melting in your mouth. That's one of Michael's examples of just enjoying pure pleasure. And he gave this exercise that was really quite amazing, and I actually did it this morning as part of my morning ritual. Because, you know, I'm always open to learning new things, so I can share it with you. So the idea was to ask yourself 100 questions. And the way that you do this is you do this through automatic writing. So you take out some paper, you take out a pen, and you write down your questions. And you just write them as they come to your mind. And what's going to happen is you're going to find that there's some themes, T-H-E-M-E-S, that come up as you write these questions. And from there, you can figure out what is most important to you in your life. Because the most important thing that anyone needs to do to be happy and fulfilled is to work on those things that truly matter to them. It's not about fulfilling what you think you should be doing to fit into whatever you feel society or your parents or your spouse or whomever feels that you should be doing in this life. It's a matter of getting in touch with your true self and being transparent and real in terms of who you are and your values, and working toward achieving those in your life. And I'm going to add something in here that I learned from another podcast that I'd listened to, but I believe is so very important, and it's really aligned with this whole idea of being true to yourself. Unfortunately, many people feel that they have to wait to their future retirement. Save all their money, and then they can have fun. Well, instead of making a bucket list of what you're going to do then, why not make a list of the things that you find compelling, interesting, fun, exciting, and integrate that into your life as you're living your life now? Because the one thing that I can share with you, and I have many times in this podcast actually, is that the one thing that keeps me going when I'm having a really hard time, and I've had a lot of hard times in my life, and I've had to help a lot of people through a lot of really hard times, so I understand this hard life thing better than a lot of people. The thing that's helped me always is to remember the fantastic experiences I've had traveling the world, the amazing people that I've met, both near and far, the heart and soul connections that I've made with people who I know love and care about me as much as I love and care about them, because we demonstrate it and we feel moved to do so. And it feels wonderful. And even in saying that, you know, I go on LinkedIn every now and again. I answer questions that people put out there. Only the ones that I feel, well, merit an answer, frankly, because there's a lot of questions on there and I just kind of ignore them. In fact, it's not good for me to spend a lot of time on these things because I spend too much time answering these questions. But I was given some very important gifts in so doing. Most recently, you know, just being honest about how I got into hypnotism and NLP and how I've healed myself of these really medical and emotional issues that conventional medicine says is impossible to do. And putting out a new way of working with our clients and our patients to let them know that their minds are amazing and can pretty much create what they want to create if they have someone working with them to help them facilitate what's going on in their unconscious mind and getting the superconscious to get the defensive part of the unconscious mind out of the way so the work can be done. This is amazing stuff to share with people. Well, the gift that I got, well, actually I got two of them most recently. One is from a licensed social worker who I really love his questions, because his questions are really about looking us, ourselves as practitioners, in the mirror and asking ourselves the real questions. Are we doing these things like confidentiality to protect ourselves or to protect the client, the patient? And obviously, if you look at my website, you'll see that I have tons of testimonials on there of my clients telling their stories, because it's through their stories that anyone else is going to understand why it is that it's worth confronting yourself and your fears to get to the other side where you can have a happy, fulfilling life. And anyone who has a mind needs to have the right to tell their story, because stories are what give hope and give inspiration and admiration and teaching. We've been telling stories from before we knew how to write. It's what the ancient cultures did to share their religions and their spiritual practices. So telling your story is something that needs to be allowed to be done by people who feel like others can learn from their experiences. And there was a question up there about, you know, our long-term therapeutic interventions for us, the practitioners, or for our clients and patients. And I know for a fact that my people go through my stuff very quickly. And they do it because I don't believe that anyone needs to be relying on me. Anyone who has a child knows that it's their job to make the child independent of them, functional in the world. So why in the hell would anyone want to hire me if I'm going to keep them dependent on me for the rest of their foreseeable lives without a compelling future and objectives to be met? And the objectives that people find when they work with me, they find in the first session when we actually work together and they figure out what those objectives are. And then the work is to meet those goals. So anyway, one of the licensed social worker thanked me for my transparency about my own, shall we say, journey in the story that I told in terms of how I came to the conclusion that short-term interventions are really truly the best. And actually, there was another person, actually I think it was him, who said that licensed social workers need to be working on termination from the very beginning and all through their therapeutic process with their patients. It's right in their code of ethics. So why these other people don't feel that this is something they should be doing, I couldn't tell you. But what I can tell you is I respect the fact that he actually put that out there. And then second of all, there was the person who put in an answer. She's a brand new therapist type person, and she just asked me for some feedback because she really liked the fact that I was transparent, and she agreed with my idea that therapeutic intervention should only take as long as it takes to heal the hurts and allow a person to have a compelling future be fulfilled. That's what it's all about. Happy, fulfilling life. A joyful life. That's what we all want. And that's the goal for me with all of my clients. And she really understood that. And I really appreciated her messaging telling me that, well, I don't know really who she is, but thank you. That's really gratifying because, you know, there's only a few people who generally go back and forth on these LinkedIn things who are willing to say their truth because other people get uppity and they get defensive and they think you're being defensive and all of these things go on. And it's all a bunch of, well, as Milton Erickson, the great hypnotist, would have said, mind reads. Unless we ask another person what they're thinking and feeling, we really don't have any idea what they are thinking and feeling. And even when we do so, they might be lying to us. So, seriously, stop the mind reads. Ask the appropriate questions, and then you might, if you're lucky, get a true answer. And then, for my birthday, which was September 24th, there's another person who just sent me a message and just thanked me for my input on LinkedIn and just let me know that he really appreciated it and found it inspirational and helpful. And, you know, that is the reason to take the time to type all this stuff out, make it somewhat understandable and non, shall we say, I am intense. I can be intense in how I write this stuff, but the goal is to get people to really understand from where I'm coming without overlaying their ideas or thinking that they have a right to dictate to me the way I need to be thinking. We all have our opinions, and our opinions are based on our experiences as another person who is on LinkedIn, who I feel is sort of abrupt in how he answers things, but there's many things that he says that I totally agree with, which is always interesting. In any case, what I want you to understand is that Da Vinci got that we need to be true to ourselves. We need to be curious about those things that truly matter. We need to create processes using our creative powers to create goals to achieve and to enjoy our lives every single day by being in the moment, because that was another thing that was totally brought up in this particular podcast, because that's when genius happens, when you're in the flow, in the zone, working through your unconscious mind or letting your creator work through you, as I like to put it. And things just work easily and effortlessly because you are doing those things that you enjoy doing, which was another thing that he talked about. Allowing yourself to be attracted to and doing those things that you do find interesting and intriguing because those are the things that you're going to be good at and find fulfilling and joyful. So I believe I'll just end it there. I invite you to go to dawningvisions.com, sign up for the web blog and the podcast and get my free book, Wake Up Docs, all at the same time at dawningvisions.com, where we teach people how to claim their excellent life. Thank you for your time and attention. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life. with your host, Suzanne Kellner Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.